Is your website actually working for you? Do you have a website that you love and that you can point people to that shows them who you are, what you do, how you help, and where they can pay you? If you don't, then you are going to love this podcast episode today because we are talking with Amelia Faraci, who is the founder of LaunchIt.co, where she helps people to simply and easily build their websites and feel confident about the website that they're putting out there into the world. So without further ado, let's hop in and start chatting with Amelia.
I'm Carrie Carlisle, and I'll be the first to tell you that there's no one right way to build your business online. There's just a right way for you. After helping hundreds of coaches and course creators sell their programs, I've seen firsthand that success doesn't come in a one-size-fits-all package. And I'm here to show you that you can build your business any dang way you want and to inspire you with stories of different women who have overcome different challenges and have built their businesses in different ways. So let's dive in and help you create a life and a business that you love. This is the Choose Your Own Biz podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, Amelia. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing very well. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's the middle of summer. It's still hot here because it's always hot in Arizona.
As I'm, I guess no one can see, but I have like a sweater wrapped around me because I'm in my basement and we have a really awesome air conditioner and it doesn't, well, I don't know. Is it awesome when it doesn't flush through the entire house evenly? But that's where I'm at. So I wear sweaters in the basement. That's how it happens.
Well, even though it's like 115 outside, to be honest, our air conditioner is turned down so cold that I will put a sweater on tonight when I'm watching TV. That's the way I survive. So I'm really excited to have you on today. I love the story of how you got started in your business. So for people who don't know you, who haven't met you before, can you just give us a little rundown about who you are, what your business is, and how you got started?
Oh, well, yes. So I'm Amelia. I run a business called The Launch It Co., but originally was called Simply Elaborate Creative Agency. And it started not as a creative agency, just me as a side hustle while I was working at another full-time job and never had any sort of intention or even a thought to like do this full-time. And I just kind of fell into it of making websites for people. And that's, you know, was my elevator pitch for a really long time, making websites for people. And because I got a reputation of like just knowing how to figuring stuff out, knowing how to use the computer, knowing all the web things, it was about probably 15 years ago now. So it definitely was a different landscape than what we see now. You know, that word of mouth spread and I got busier and busier with this side hustle. And pretty soon I was like making more money between 5 p.m. and 12 a.m. than the other one. And I'm like, what am I doing? This is ridiculous. So that's kind of really how I fell into it because it wasn't until, you know, I was just looking through my finances and going, seriously, why am I working so much if I'm doing the thing at night? That fulfills me a little bit better. So I quit my full-time job and I kind of never, I shouldn't say I never have had a full-time regular job again. Like I was a server for many years. Like I just want to make sure that I put that in there because I feel like we get a lot of those stories. Like I just quit, never look back. And while that's true, there were subsequent jobs, there were helper jobs, that's for sure. We are a small team. It's not just me. And we make websites for people still using WordPress. We craft them ourselves. We use a template that we've made ourselves with WordPress that has been perfectly curated to match where you are at in your business. And that could be a complete beginner. That can be, I've been around for 10 years and I need a really awesome, intricate website. And we also have a group program where we take people through creating their own website themselves using all of our tools and guidance and support calls and all that jazz. So it's grown, and I'm very, very proud of it. And we rebranded to the Launch It Co. only last year because of the mind shift around that. Got to launch, just launch.
I love that. Yeah, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just launch it out there into the world.
Yeah.
So I love that you mentioned that you had a couple side hustles. It's almost like flipped, like you went into your own business, but then maybe sometimes you had to do a side hustle to support your main business that you're doing. And I think we don't talk enough about that, because we do get these stories where it almost feels like once we go out on our own in business, like if it starts to not go so well, somehow we've like failed. I'm doing like the quotes for you all who can't see me.
Yeah.
The air quotes.
Or the six figures has to come in the first year. Or it very well could. And you quickly discover that six figures after when you're running a business is not the same as six figures when you're employed by someone else. So yeah. And mostly it was serving jobs, because it allowed me to concentrate on this in a 9-to-5 aspect. And then I could just, you know, go serve at night some days. And yeah, I did that for many years. And in the end too, like some of the people that I worked with now have either had their own businesses or they work places where they need websites. So I look back at it now too, and it was kind of like a different kind of networking model, because everyone doesn't stay in the same spot ever. And you never know where people are going to land. And I was also super chatty with our tables, you know, so it always came up. I do this on the side. So it's actually like remarkable. I could probably business expense my parking because and say it was, you know, it was marketing and advertising for my business.
I love that. I think it'd be cruel if you could go back in time and then map out all of the different connections you made for your business from that. The other jobs that you had with serving and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I do kind of, cause I like to know where people come from in terms of clients. Yeah. And a lot of them are like, you know, I tell my project manager, she's like, okay, where did this person come from? I'm like, I went to school with them. Oh, they knew someone that I worked with. Oh, they did. It's like so cool. It's really cool. So.
Yeah. So we should always be thinking more bigger, cause we never know who we're going to come across that could be end up being a good fit at some point.
Yeah. And I mean, I definitely had those days where I would feel like a failure for sure. Like serving, like in my own mind or being in my own head about it, of feeling like I should be somewhere further with my business. And, it wasn't where I should be. Maybe I should have been younger serving and I'm past this, like those kinds of nonsense, because even that, like I loved serving. I think it was, you know, I feel so sad for people who had to lose their serving jobs this last year kind of thing. But I definitely got into my head about it a couple of times. And then like, now I'm like, wow, you were in your head about it, but look actually what it was doing for you. And you just don't know. And that's the same with any job, I think. Any job, any place, any volunteer, anyone you meet, you never know about that opportunity and who you touch emotionally, like in your life. And you never know what they're going to remember kind of thing, and how you can serve them and how they might show up for you later in life kind of thing.
So true. So did you first learn your skills for building websites from your previous job, or was it something like someone needed some tech help and you just kind of magically learned how to program?
maybe a little bit of both. I know I never had a regular job that taught me this. I used to get, maybe you did too, back in the day when the internet wasn't no one had it. Sorry. I'm like, where are my words? But you maybe got an AOL disk. You got a couple of hours or something.
Yes.
So those would come. I was like 15. And I would, discover those, figure those out, first of all. So it would be like, okay, so this is free. And I would hang up the phone, like calculate my hours. I had this many hours left until my parents started to figure out like, okay, maybe you like the internet a lot and maybe we can figure out a way to get you the internet. And then I I just started figuring out how to code and got really interested in it. And there's this website called Lissa Explains It All, and it's actually still alive. And it was a 14-year-old girl who explained coding to kids to make it easy. Because back in the day when you were using Yahoo, because that was the search engine, anything coding, like the language, there's no way, like I know people say now, there's maybe people that are like afraid of tech and they would say no, but it was like you were reading a textbook and nothing made sense. It was new and it wasn't explained like it was helpful. And Lissa explained it really simply. Like, here's what you do. When you want to highlight text, this is the code you use. So I used this website to teach myself, and I made my own Taylor Hansen fan website, if you
were. Oh, I love it.
Mbop.
Yes.
So that was my first official public website. And then I had created a blog that didn't use a platform that we would use now because they didn't exist. So I like hand coded everything every time I wanted to update it. And then in university, I didn't even go to school for it. I was in school for communications, but I would stay up until 2 redesigning my WordPress blog by then and coding and figuring it out like that. I went through all university, and throughout that time, because I wrote, because I had this blog and I got a little reputation for that, I think that's where the like, oh, Amelia understands computers. Amelia understands, you know, how to do this kind of thing. And then when I started past university, had my jobs, it just continued. It followed me. Cause then, you know, like anything, you keep going, you keep practicing. And I just kept, if I wanted to do something on a website and I was like, hey, is this possible? I would Google at that time that it Google was in existence. And then I would just keep figuring it out and keep learning. And then it became second nature. And I'm really proud of that. I definitely felt like I needed school to back up my knowledge. And I did do that about 10 years ago. And then not that I regret it, but it was like spending money to be taught more of what I knew.
Oh.
And I don't regret it.
Yeah.
But I think I don't regret it because it helped my mind more than it helped my like skill set, because it was practice. So that was good enough. But with my mind, I definitely was like, okay, so you just have to love it and you'll find a way to learn it. Doesn't necessarily need to come with the degree or the certification, but yeah.
Yeah. And what I think is so interesting is that you were doing that like for fun. You were super passionate about it on the side. But mm-hmm. did you ever think it was like, obviously you didn't think it was a sellable skill for a while until more people started asking you to do it.
Yeah, exactly that. I never, it's funny to think about that now. But it never even occurred to me. And I think I had mentioned to you this before in one of our previous chats about like when I was in school, where I'm in Canada and Ontario. We used to have 5 years of school for high school. They took that away many years ago to only 4. But at some point, one of the classes, like it was double, they called it the double cohort. There was 2 classes heading out into post-secondary colleges, university, like everyone was like, you better get your, I'm not going to swear. Cause I'm like, oh, I just realized we might not swear on this show. get your stuff together and, you need to be the best. And I was really into, writing and English and those like that kind of thing. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to be, but I was like, I need to be a writer or something like that. And my guidance counselors, everyone was trying to help me find my path. And I looked at a couple of my report cards recently and saw my grades for computers were through the roof. It was 90 plus, and all of my grades for English were like low 80s and above. And I was shocked that I saw these marks and it was very apparent. It was computers or anything that related with tech was above and beyond over 15 to 20% higher than anything else. And I couldn't believe how I was so worried I wasn't going to get into school. I never applied for anything computer science anything, not even a minor. And that my guidance counselors never guided me in that direction. And I often wonder, is this because I am a woman? I was going to say was a woman. I am a woman, or identify as a woman. And I wonder why, because if I were to see that now, you look at the facts. It's like, why are your marks so high? Do you like this? Is this something you like doing? Like, plant the seed at least for guidance counselor. like maybe this would be something you want to do, but I just never thought it was possible for me. I didn't know. So
I remember when you told me that story before, I was just completely amazed. And it's something that like gets me all fired up, because I got my master's degree in math. I was like one of five girls in the entire department. There was one female teacher in the entire department. So when I see that people miss out on this opportunity to really encourage people what they're naturally good at, I'm just like, I get all bugged.
it's remarkable if we just, you know, pay attention to these little things, even within ourselves. And if even that is encouraged, maybe you don't need someone to tell you or to show you. That would obviously be very helpful, because sometimes other people notice that more than we do. But if we were even encouraged to recognize this about ourselves, and like, you know, I think, I can't remember what year it was, but I guess it was, I think I graduated in 2003. So I would have started 99. I don't know, whatever year it was. Yes. I think having a job as a website designer, probably, I don't even know who I would have gone to for guidance, because what would they have known? They were like just being introduced to computers. So it was kind of like, you know, you have to really believe in yourself, especially with new things that come out, that mentors, or they actually just might not know, because like TikTok, I'm like TikTok as a marketing tool, I think the high schoolers have got us. Like they were like, yeah, we've been on here for 3 years. You with your points on the video. Like we've been doing this forever. And like, because they have that confidence that they know that they're onto something kind of thing. So I can only hope I do that for my girls.
Yes. Well, I'm sure that you will. But I agree with you. Like there are people that when new stuff comes out, there are just going to be people that don't know yet. And if something that you love, jump on it, teach people how to do it. And yeah, there you go. You have your own business. So I know people are probably listening to you and thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that she actually codes websites. I can't even figure out how to build like a basic website. So, and I know that when I first started, I felt like that was the one thing I needed to feel like a legitimate business. Like I have to have a website so that I don't look like some sort of scammer, right? That's what makes me real. So what's the one thing you wish more people just starting out in business knew about websites and having a website?
I really wish that they knew, how kind of easy it is to just start one. And it's really never finished. And so I think that holds a lot of people back, because it's like, okay, I need to have 5 testimonials, or I need to have all my services mapped out, or I need to have, what else? Pictures, perfect branding, perfect logos to do any of this stuff. And it's kind of like a chicken or the egg situation, in my experience, because if we wait for all of those things, it's just never going to happen. And then if there is that fear, I think it's more hurting your confidence as opposed to impeding your future customers. But lack of confidence is what impedes the future customers. So I think, like, I want them to know that, like, I do think it's important to have a website. I don't think it's important to have a $10,000 website. I think it's important to have a website that answers 5 simple questions. And I often tell people to answer them like you're telling your best friend who's inquiring about your new business you're starting, to make it as simple as possible. You answer the question, what you're doing. You answer the question, who am I, who's providing this service or product to you? Where can I get it? Where is it, like, that tangible piece of item or question and answer. When can I get it? Is it a wait list? Is it every month? Is it all the time? how does this work? How is this going to fix whatever the issue is? I always like having something because I'm pulling it all of like a overall overreaching. Here's the non-answer. But let's, I need an example. Let me give the example. A naturopath. Perfect. Okay. So who are you? I am a naturopath. Who do I help? I always like the two-pronged question and answer. What kind of naturopathy? Because I think that you can niche down even in your industry. And I think that's something that we often forget, especially when we're starting out. We want to go a little broad. And you may actually not know what you want to niche down on, and that's fine. But know that it's, you want to play with it. When are you available? How do they get in touch? How does it work? How the process is. So it actually ends up being quite a few questions. However, I can guarantee you that one customer, your first one, is going to ask you all of these questions. And so I really just encourage people to, again, talk to that best friend. It's more helpful if that best friend would actually be someone you'd want to work with. So if you can like get in touch with a network and just connecting with the problem that you're solving and focusing on that. And that's all a website is. It's not a perfect logo and it's not perfect colors and it's not perfect pictures. These things are super helpful after you've created that brand of yourself and whatever your business is. And it's going backwards. It's like you had said, what I even did with my business, it's kind of like turning it backwards. And that's really all it is. And we hold ourselves back so much when we don't believe that we have these tools at our disposal and we're doing them all the time. You're answering these questions all the time. And we don't need an expensive copywriter to float the sentences together. We can hire someone later. And it's often better to do it when it's later. This is a really long answer for this question, and I apologize, but I love this question and it's so important because, I get it a lot and it's so based and rooted in fear, not launching, right? Not launching your website, not launching your business. And that's what I wish people would know is just, it's very simple.
I love that entire answer because I'm sitting here thinking about my website right now. And I'm like, am I answering all those questions on my website? Like I might have to go do a double check on all of that. Why do you think? Yeah,
it's very easy to forget.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure somewhere. Okay. I am. I'm going to do a little eval on my website after we're done with this to make sure it check marks all the boxes.
Good.
But why do you think people get so like caught up and fixated on like the logos and the color? Like I remember I totally got stuck. I was there trying to figure out what my logo was going to be, thinking it was like the make or break it thing for my business.
Oh, I think a lot of that has to do with us. There's that quote of like, don't look at someone else's end when you're in the middle or something like that. You're not in the same space as everybody else. And often we do not know where people are in their businesses. If they've just started, if they focused on marketing first, that's a big one. I think social media has really changed the way we view online businesses a lot. And there's a lot of, I don't have that beautiful logo or that branding is so on point. They must know what they're doing and I don't. And I think that, again, it roots back to the confidence. Because like when we're focusing on this and we're forgetting about what truly matters, and that's helping whoever it is that you're helping. It's really about that. We can get a little caught up. It's into the ego. That beautiful shade of brownish pink is really going to attract my ideal target. Maybe, but I think they're more interested in solving their adult onset acne as opposed to the color of the logo, right? And we forget about that because we think that that's what our person is focused on, this specific brown, this specific pink, and they really aren't paying attention as much as we think they are because of that fear. And so I just ask people to look at what they shop for. And when they're shopping for a specific service and product, is there something, maybe sometimes a brand might entice you to buy a certain shirt, or a celebrity's wearing something, and that kind of thing influences your decision. But when it comes to really important things, that matter to you and your services and your products, is it really what the logo looks like? Or is the product or the service solving the problem that you need, or the want, answering that want? I want this. Yeah.
So as you're saying that, I was going back to thinking about what you said before about answering those questions for your website. And I'm thinking about how I go and look at people's websites, and you're right, I don't look at their logo or anything else. I want to know, how can you help me? How much is it going to cost? Are you legit? And where can I sign up for things? And when I don't find that information, that's when I bounce off. But it's not whether they have like red color or a crazy logo. I don't pay attention to any of that.
Yeah. And if it is truly beautiful, I'm sure you'd notice and you'd go, that's really beautiful. And then you would move on and try to answer those questions. And you touched upon something that I 100%, if you take nothing else, if anyone listening takes nothing else from this other than how can I get in touch to use your services or buy your product? Don't forget about that one. If you don't answer any other question, at least be, here's the problem I solve. Here's how you can buy it or buy an hour. Like those two above all, if you're kind of getting apprehensive about answering all those questions, at least make it easy for them to work with you. Definitely see that as a missing element on a lot of websites that I see. So
yes, I do remember there was a website I went to for my husband, and I knew what she did because I was in like a social media group with her, and I was trying to find her services and how we could get in touch with her, and I could not find them anywhere on her website. And I was like, how is this even possible? So yes, I agree. That might be the most important thing
yes,
to put on your website. So you said we don't need a copywriter. We don't need a fancy logo. We don't need to even have our colors like nailed down yet, but what do you need in addition? Is there anything in addition to those answers to the questions in order to start your website?
I think that you would have to know whether you are going to tackle it yourself and, or if you're going to hire someone, and then figuring out what the budget would be around that. And if you're going to tackle it yourself, really understand why. Is it purely budget, or is it because this is your business and you want to be invested and know what this super important marketing tool, how it's going to work and how you're going to control it? And that I think is a really big distinction, because I feel like if we go into something with purely budget reasons and we're not looking at the overall picture of how this is really going to help you anyway, it might cloud that process. So after you've decided that, really understanding that problem you're solving, and put it on a homepage, have a picture of yourself. If you're a service-based business that you are actually one-on-one, I say put a picture of yourself, because people kind of would like to know who they're working with, and answering those questions, a simple site, home, about page, services page, a contact page, contact page, a contact page. We often forget about that. Another thing that you would want to throw on there for sure is if you are location-based, a lot of people forget about it, especially because we either forget how wide the World Wide Web is, or we forget how small. And if you are in person and virtual, putting where you are in the world for one-on-one. And if you're virtual, put that you're virtual, and it doesn't matter where you are in the world. The process of what it's like to work with you, or how it works. And that would be that focus. That's what you want on the website. Any questions, and however can you make it easy for the person that you want to work with? It's not about you at all. And that would be like think, have that little statement as you hire someone or as you type away, as you do anything. It's not about you. And that should fuel kind of like everything when you're making your website or telling someone what you want on your website if you're hiring someone to do it for you.
I love that idea too, because it might feel less stressful. Because I know if I have to talk about myself, which I think sometimes we think that our websites are about ourselves, then it's be like, oh my gosh, what do I say? I don't want to sound braggy. What do I talk about? But if you're focusing on someone else, then maybe it's a lot easier to just write away of how you can help them.
Yeah. Even testimonials, like maybe, I don't know if anyone's noticed that I haven't really said testimonials. And I think testimonials are important, but they're not so important, especially at the beginning. I often really see on websites that I feel like testimonials are used incorrectly. Testimonials are often about how awesome I am, or Carrie did this and Carrie did that. Carrie was awesome. That's great. I want to see, like, I even Carrie, your course made me have a 5-figure launch. That is a testimonial that works really well, because it's about you, but it's actually really about me. And that would be your, you know, your target client. And that's where I want people, if you're going to use testimonials, you, again, it's really all about the other person. So that's like a little extra tidbit I would say too. Cause I get that a lot too, of, I don't want to launch because I don't have any testimonials. I don't have any proof. Whereas also, like, people don't really know that. And I can guarantee you, you've probably helped people before you started your business, just not under the umbrella of your business, that you probably do have many more testimonials than you think you do. But it's really about what did they get out of it, as opposed to you as a service under business name here. So it could be like from 5 years ago when you first found your passion and you were talking to someone, and the way you broke down the subject made them feel at ease, helped them understand those types of things, the emotions of that solution that you're providing. Oh, it's juice. Such a good testimonial.
Yes. I want testimonials like that all day long. So I have a random question, and not that random, but so you were saying, like, we want to launch our website out into the world. Maybe somebody listening already has a website. They're not like super happy about it. How often would you go back and maybe refresh or update your website to make it have that like happy feel?
The happy feel for you that you feel like it's working? Well, there's two answers to this, or there's two parts to it. One would be, of course, if you've changed your services, pivoted your own business, anything that's not reflective of what you actually do, it's time to shift. And if you've changed your target audience and like your website's no longer serving or answering those questions, it's no longer directing to them, those would be when you need to refresh, and only those two times. If you start going in every single time you change anything, I mean, you're going to be spending more time doing your website than it is working with people. If you find that you start getting the wrong people connecting with you all the time, or not connecting with you enough or at all, like if your consults have dried up, that might be time, like, what's going on here? And you used to have it, or you've launched your website and your marketing is on point, but no one is pressing consult. Cause then I think that's really important too. Cause just because you launch the website doesn't mean it's not build it and they will come, then you have to go market. So it's also combined with a good marketing strategy, or you know that people are going to your website. So that means tracking it with some Google Analytics, but they're not hitting that contact form. They're not getting in touch. They're not booking those calls. Something then is logistically wrong. And we need to figure out, is the contact page hidden? Does it not make sense? are we not asking people to go there? That's another one. You want to make sure you're actually asking them to book with you, because we could kind of forget. We think it's obvious. Well, it's in the menu. I've gotten that before. Well, they can click it in the menu. No, we want to make it, you want to make it so simple, press buttons. And so take your own website audits. I'd say do it quarterly. Of course, if you're super busy and you've been working so much and you don't even have time to do it quarterly, I think you already know the answer. That being said, yearly, whether you're successful or not, go in, go on every page, take a look. Does this copy still reflect me? Should I add, are there portfolio items? Are there testimonials that definitely need to be here? That should happen yearly. If nothing, if you're not getting enough bites, I would take a look quarterly, at least every 6 months, and make sure that actually everything logistically is working and how we can improve, but also give it time. So don't go in every week and be like, this isn't working, I've got to change it. You know, make iterations, but then let it set, let it simmer, go back to your marketing and test and tweak, and it never ends. So like, even as I just said, even if you're so busy, carve out the time and make sure that your website is always still reflecting what you're doing. Because as we've seen this last year, you never know when you'll have to pivot for any reason. And you want to make sure that you know how to work your website, no matter what platform you're on, and understand what you need to do to make those pivots, make those changes, make those updates, because it's just going to make things easier for you. And then most importantly, easier for your client or potential client.
Thank you. That was super helpful information. So where can people get in touch with you if they have questions?
Ooh. Well, I am always available. You can visit our website at launch-it.co and check out the website, and we have a consult form on the contact us. And I'm always available there. You can check me out on Instagram at Amelia Does Stuff. That was E-M-I-L-I-A, Amelia. Not like Amelia Bedelia, the books. And yeah, those are the two places. I love email. And I love Instagram. I'm not on like Twitter and Facebook and this and that. And like, I just focus on the clients, the websites, and Instagram, apparently.
Love it. And you'll be teaching a masterclass for us. So I'll be dropping the link here in a minute. So stay tuned for that link so you can grab it. Thank you so much for being on here today. I feel like I've learned a lot about websites. Like, I'm totally going to go and check my website out right now and make sure it is up to snuff according to Amelia's standards.
Yes, please do. And thanks for mentioning that masterclass. That masterclass actually goes through how to get strategic with your website, whether you have one or not. So it's a perfect thing to really do the worksheet, write down all the answers to those questions and get people working with you.
Perfect. Well, thank you, and listen for the link so you can sign up and hear more of Amelia's amazingness. Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Bye.
Are you ready to finally get your website completed and launched so you can stop spending all day in your DMs copying and pasting the same information about your services? Or do you already have a website that doesn't seem to be working because you're just not booking clients from it? Friend to friend, I am teaming up with Amelia Faraci, who created a free workshop on this exact thing so that we could chat, hang out, and talk live about it this week. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in learning, the easy Are you ready to finally get your website completed and launched so you can stop spending all day in your DMs copying and pasting the same information about your services? Or do you already have a website that doesn't seem to be working because you're just not booking clients from it? Friend to friend, I'm teaming up with Amelia Faraci, who created a free workshop on this exact thing so that we could chat and hang out about it this week. We're going to be talking about strategy and the easy 4-part content and layout website system that she created specifically for creative entrepreneurs who want an easy, streamlined way to craft their own unique content and layouts for converting websites. Sound like something you want into? If you've been stalling on your website, don't know where to start, or know you need to clean up the messy one you've got, sign up for this free class and come hang with us at carriecarlisle.com/website-workshop.